The librarian tried to whirl the string, wrapped it round his face, and hit himself on the back of the head. "Oh, the poor little thing! Take it off him, Mr. Stibbons, do!" The librarian bared some small fangs as Ponder unwound the string. "I hope he's going to grow up soon," he said. "Otherwise, the library will be filled up with cardboard books about bunnies." It really was a very stubby tower. The base was stonework, but about halfway the builders had got fed up and resorted to rusted tin sheets nailed onto a wooden framework. One rickety ladder led up.
"Very impressive," sighed Rincewind.
"The view's even better from the top. Go on up."
The ladder shook under Rincewind's weight until he pulled himself up onto the planks, where he lay down and panted. Must be the beer and the excitement, he told himself. One short ladder shouldn't do this to me.
"Bracing air up here, isn't it?"
said the Arch-Chancellor, walking to the edge and waving a hand towards the city.
"Oh, certainly," said Rincewind, tottering towards the corrugated battlements. "Why, I expect you can see all the way to the gr..."
The Arch-Chancellor grabbed him and pulled him back.
"That's... it's..." Rincewind gasped.
"Want to go back down again?"
Rincewind glared at the wizard and inched his way carefully back to the stairs. He looked down, ready at an instant's notice to draw his head back, and carefully counted the steps. Then he walked back gingerly to the parapet and risked looking over the edge. There was the fiery speck of the burning brewery. There was Buggerup and its harbour. Rincewind raised his gaze. There was the red desert glittering under the moonlight.
"How high is this?" he croaked.
"On the outside, about half a mile, we think," said the Arch-Chancellor.
"And on the inside?"
"You climbed it. Two stories."
"You're trying to tell me that you've got a tower that's taller at the top than it is at the bottom?"
"Good, isn't it?" said the Arch-Chancellor happily.
"That's very clever," said Rincewind.
"We're a clever country."
"Rincewind?"
The voice came from below. Rincewind looked very carefully down the steps. It was one of the wizards.
"Yes," he said.
"Not you," snapped the wizard. "I want the Arch-Chancellor."
"I'm Rincewind," said Rincewind.
The Arch-Chancellor tapped him on the shoulder.
"That's a coincidence," he said. "So am I."
Ponder very carefully handed the bull roarer back to the little librarian.
"There, you can have it," he said. "I'm giving it to you, and in return perhaps you can take your teeth out of my leg."
From the other side of the rock came the voice of reason.
"There's no need to fight, gentlemen. Let's vote on it. Now, all those who think a duck has webbed feet, raise your hands."
The librarian swung the thing a few more times.
"Doesn't seem to be a very good one," said Ponder. "Not much of a noise. Honestly, how much longer are they going to be?"